once again, the members of the World Adventurers Club extend the hand of fellowship to you and invite you to join the group around a laughing young man, Martin Standish. He has but recently returned from a surveying trip to the Malay Peninsula, and as is the custom, his friends are urging him to tell of his adventures there.
And now, Mr. Standish, we know you too well to think that adventure passed you by in Malaya. Come on and tell us what strange experience you had on the peninsula.
Yes,
by all means. I've heard that almost every type of animal and insect can be found down there. That life is a constant battle, a survival of the fittest.
Well, you're right in that respect, Mr. Jones. But while Malaya does resemble a gigantic zoo, my curiosity was my downfall. We did experience a strange adventure, a terrible one. And if it hadn't been for a wild Irishman named Timothy O'Hara and little Nicodemus, I probably wouldn't be here now.
Nicodemus? Who was that?
A bewhiskered white mouse.
Oh, come now.
The truth, gentlemen. Nicky was given us by an old native woman in the village of Tembling when she heard that I was going to search for the tribe of wild women of whom there were rumors in that vicinity.
Wild women? Anything like the wild women we have over here?
That's precisely the attitude I took, my friend. I looked upon the whole thing as a lark. It seemed that these women had isolated themselves on the jungle-covered top of a gigantic rock. O'Hara knew of its whereabouts, since he was as familiar with the jungle as I am with Broadway. As luck would happen, it was but a short distance from my surveying route. I was determined to solve the mystery of the rock, but my Irishman was as leery of the place as was the old woman who gave us Nicodemus.
But how did a white mouse come in Malaya? I never heard of such a thing.
Well, as Mr. Jones said, they have every other variety of wildlife down there. Why stop at a white mouse?
But why did the native give it to you, Standish?
For a charm. She said that it might bring us back alive. She was so earnest about it that I didn't have the heart to refuse her, though I secretly determined to free the tiny animal as soon as we were free of the village. Tim wouldn't allow that, however. Long association with the jungle natives had made him more than susceptible to their belief. It was he who christened the mouse Nicodemus, and to ensure its safety, carried it into the heart of the Malay jungle in a tiny box fastened to his belt.
Tim O'Hara certainly must have loved animals.
Well, Tim grumbled all the way until the rock loomed before us. There it was, like an enormous marble tomb in the luxuriant jungle wilderness. 300 feet high, accessible only by a narrow trail, which crawled to its broad top like a snake. Here indeed was perfect isolation for those who wished it. Leaving most of our equipment at the foot of the rock, with one of the boys to guard it, we started up the forbidden trail. I was excited. The jungle, the rumor of wild women, together with my natural enthusiasm, sent me up the trail even ahead of the hardened O'Hara. Needless to say, we were breathless before we reached the top.
So this is it. They got a... whose idea is this? Aren't there enough women in Malaya without climbing to heaven to find them?
Do you really believe we'll find wild women up here, Tim?
Say, Martin, you're a fool. Did Rulu want to bring the boys up here?
Rulu's a superstitious native, Tim. Even if it's true, I don't think there's anything very dangerous about a group of women.
Dangerous? Oh, me and dangerous, and I'll eat Nicodemus. Say, why have these women isolated themselves?
They're probably man-haters.
Man-haters? Don't be forgetting you're in Malaya now, me bucko. Strange mysteries are in these jungles. Religious cults. I don't bother with them at all.
We near top, Tuan. Stop now. Go back.
Nonsense, Rulo. We didn't climb up here for the exercise. Look, Tim. It's beautiful.
What?
A jungle penthouse.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Do you call yourself an angel, Tim?
Look, Tuan. Look.
Well, I'll be. See, Tim. A woman there in the sunshine.
Well, what the devil do you want me to do about it? You know I warned you.
Warn me? Nothing that beautiful could hurt anything. Look at that blue-black hair and slanting tigress eyes. She looks like a bronze statue.
Oh, look. The saints preserve us. Why, be golly, we're surrounded by women.
They wild women, Tuan. We never leave here.
Regular Amazons from their looks and weapons. And yes. As ugly as their leader was beautiful.
Yes. Blue-black hair. Tigress eyes. Well, look. Look. They're watching us now. Those devil eyes. We'll be lucky to get out of this alive. If you want the truth, me bucko.
Talk to her, Tim. Tell her we mean them no harm.
We mean them no harm? Hey, golly, that's rich. Well, the fat's in the fire now. No harm trying. See up digging.
What's she laughing at?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. I just told her we were looking for food. Look out. Look out. Here she comes now. Look out.
You now come for food. You spy on us. No?
Oh. You speak English, eh? We no spy on you. Fellow man Standish wants to look see rock. We don't know you here.
So? We give you good look see.
Hey, give me back that gun, you devils. Tim, Lulu. Tim, yes. Are you all right?
Yes, so far we're all right. We're at their mercy now without our guns. Be golly, I never saw such strong females in my whole life.
We could have stood them off if the boys hadn't been too scared to put up a fight. Well, what's the matter with them, Rubel?
Too late for fight, Tuan. Life end here.
You're as bad as the rest. Why, where are they taking us, Tim?
You want to see cliffs, Standish, fella? May I give you good look, see?
Say, this mere woman isn't taking us over there for any sightseeing, I'll warrant you that.
They drive us over cliffs, Juan. Save us!
Maya!
Save us!
Maya, what are you going to do with us?
You're boy right. No man can see us and leave to tell others. You different. Me like you. Me keep you with me. Other fellow men die!
My God! You can't mean what you say.
No, she means it all right. She means it all right. Lucky for you that she's taken a fancy to you.
Listen, Maya. You've got to let these others go. I'll stay, understand? I'll do anything that you say. But for God's sake, let my friends go.
Maya has spoken. All die but you. See? It is easy death. No torture.
No torture? Approaching the brink of death? A 300-foot drop to the jungle floor? See my friends hurtling through the air? Oh, Maya, where is your woman's heart?
Save your breath, Martin. It's all in the game. We're not afraid to die. And as she says, it could be worse.
Tim, look out. Yes? You're right on the edge now. Oh, this can't be true. You can't die this way.
Martin, before I go over, I want to give you my belt. All my valuables are in it. Send them to my mother.
God, isn't there some other way? Some other way?
Spears in the back of us and a 300-foot drop before us. The Lord save us. It looks pretty hopeless.
One of our boys, Tim. They've driven him over. Ah, you devils.
Here's my belt. Martin, take it. Be ready. I have an idea.
Take him, belt. He go over cliff next. So.
No. If he dies, I die too. Let your sea devil spear me over the cliff.
Get, don't give up, Martin. Don't give up. Get ready to run. Here, Nicodemus, out with you. After them. After them. After them. After them. After them. After them. Martin, Rulo, boys, down the trail while you have the chance. Run, for God's sake, run!
What in heaven's name saved you, Standish?
An Irishman's wit. You see, Tim released the mouse from its prison, and Nicodemus sprang right into Maya's face. She went crazy with fright and ran from that terrible tiny mouse. Naturally, her surprised tribe followed.
But why should wild women, accustomed to all sorts of wild animals, become so excited over a small white mouse?
Don't forget that where mice are concerned, women are pretty much the same the world over. So Nicodemus saved us from certain death.
Oh, the others, perhaps. But Maya offered you the honor of sharing her throne.
Yes, Standish, that's one time on record that you were ready to die rather than be in the company of a beautiful woman.
That's right. But that episode certainly cured me. After this, I'll confine my surveying to the country, not its inhabitants.
Well, well, wild women. These soldiers of fortune never know where the trail of adventure will lead them. And they must be prepared for anything when penetrating far horizons. Join them again at their next meeting and hear of another strange adventure in a strange land.